All right, Chelsea, favorite topics podcast, and I enjoyed our conversation about how people are in summer planning mode.
Yeah, it's wild.
So a couple of things with, oh, go ahead.
We are 1 month away, really, from Memorial Day weekend.
Is that really true?
Yeah, it's, yes.
Mm-hmm. But doesn't February feel like a long time ago? I mean, how long does February feel?
Yeah, that's so true. It's the 24th today, and the 24th is the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. So a lot of people take the Friday off, too. So I'd say we're a month away.
And then you know Memorial Day and 4th of July will be like,
yeah,
it'll go by that quick. But you and I were talking about, like, I was looking at some things I'm going to have to do, and they all fall within, like, 2 weeks.
Mm.
And you're like, man, what a shame it all. And I said, Chelsea, it's summer, though. I mean, you always have. And so
that's how it goes.
We're planning get-togethers with some friends. I'm trying to figure out a Brewer game with my old roommate in college. And it's like, you got, you know, he's getting married,
mm-hmm.
with the, you know, going up to the parents, you know, cabin. It's worried. What about these? No, I've got this, and this. Like, you, and you can agree to do things when they get to you first. Like in February, when you're shack wacky, you're like, absolutely, we'll go do that. And now, and then you get to July, and you're like, I wish we had a break. I wish we had a weekend that we had
a
break.
I need a moment.
So, but people are in absolute planning mode, but we don't live in a state or an area where you have 9 months of the year.
No.
So what you get with it.
There's a beauty to it, though, Reed.
You know, if you want to talk about something else, I mean, I thought the Bucks thing, too, was interesting.
That's what I was going to talk
about.
Were
you really going to talk about that?
Yeah, so certain people could not watch the Bucks game.
Yeah, so last night you sat down, and if you didn't have Bally,
right,
it was a blacked out situation because you thought you could watch it on NBA TV, but the way those rules work,
we had no idea.
So I caught it, like, over the weekend, because like last weekend I said, okay, Chelsea, you know, the Bucks are going to play Sunday night and then they're going to play on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, late afternoon, I caught that, wait a second.
Wow.
And so, but I tell you, I'm trying to watch it live. Kids are going down to bed.
Right.
And I'm just catching what I can.
Yeah. It kind of stinks that
it stinks.
Hopping around, you don't know what it is. And you were saying, Reed, that they don't have it planned out.
I can't see if they have to play games 5, 6, 7, I don't even know where it's going to be. So I can't look at and say, okay, you're going to have this or this. So it's, as we said on the air today, you've never had more choices, but you've also, it's never been more difficult because
you
said you watch stuff and people are like, Chelsea, if you haven't seen this movie, you've got to watch it.
I
had a guy that
I
was talking to yesterday. He's like, hey, this series is awesome. He's like, do you have this? I'm like, no, I don't have that platform. He's like, oh, man, you might want to get it just for this. Binge watch and then cancel.
No.
And I'm like, man, I'm not going to pay. And I know it's not expensive, but I'm not going to set all that up just to then watch. I may not even like it.
But
he goes, season one's a little slow, but stick with it. I'm like, have you met my wife? She doesn't do a little slow. Like, if it doesn't start out fast, she's out.
Fast and funny.
Exactly. So
Michael Scott.
We're back, still watching The Office stuff, and it's very satisfying because, like, you watch for an hour,
done
in 40 minutes, you watch two, you know what you're gonna get, you go to bed, you're happy,
yeah,
right?
Right, so true.